USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The homes of two prominent lawmakers have been vandalized over the recent rejection of a $2,000 stimulus payment. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has more.
Pelosi's San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting "Cancel Rent" and "We Want Everything" on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. A neighbor talks to local TV station KPIX5.
I don't think that this is a useful way to go about it, and it's a terrible start to this new year when we're hoping for less anger and hatred than we've had to deal with for the last year.
Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's Kentucky home was also vandalized, with graffiti scrawled on the outside of the home. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
An Iranian official issued a threat to President Trump ahead of the one-year anniversary of a drone strike that killed a top Iranian general. The country's top judicial official said on Friday that the president and anyone involved with the strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani would not be safe on Earth. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General David Deptula says the president should take that threat seriously, but within context. He tells Fox News that Iran is still going to act in Iran's best interests.
Iran's still the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and therefore it's absolutely imperative that they not be allowed to create nuclear weapons. Bottom line is, yes, the president should take it seriously, but also it needs to be, that threat needs to be put in context, remembering that Iran is going to act in Iran's best interests. We and the president simply needs to be prepared, as he's already stated, to be able to respond to any sort of aggression that Iran commits against either the United States or its partners in the region.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Disney legend has passed away. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
The man known as Mr. Disneyland, Ron Dominguez, passing away New Year's Day. Dominguez's family lived on the land Walt Disney bought in 1954 to build a theme park. Dominguez was hired as a ticket taker the following year at the age of 20, before the park opened. From that summer job, he rose through the ranks to eventually become, in 1990, Executive Vice President, Walt Disney Attractions West Coast. He retired 4 years later after 39 years with the company. He was named a Disney legend in 2000. Dominguez was 85. The Disneyland Alumni Club says he's survived by his wife of over 40 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The Coast Guard has suspended its search for a boat heading to Florida with 20 people aboard. Authorities say the vessel left the Bahamas on Monday and was planning to make the about 50-mile journey to Lake Worth, Florida. After receiving reports that the boat never arrived, the Coast Guard searched for the missing boat for 3 days before suspending the search. The Coast Guard says the search could resume if new information on the boat's whereabouts is received. And talk show host Larry King has been hospitalized with COVID-19. The legendary television personality was hospitalized on Saturday in Los Angeles. The 87-year-old is reportedly in isolation, though there is no word yet on his current condition. King has dealt with a number of severe health issues in recent years, suffering a stroke and undergoing an angioplasty in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.